Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Health Suite with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suite on Money FM 89.3. Today on Health Suite, I speak to Dr. Justin C, aesthetic doctor, S Aesthetics Clinic, about eczema and how this common skin condition impacts the lives of people coping with it. Welcome back to the show. For starters, you need to define what eczema is.
My pleasure to be here. Eczema is also scientifically known as atopic dermatitis. Mm-hmm. Very fancy name. But if you look at these two words independently, atopic basically means allergy. Mm-hmm. Dermatitis basically means inflammation of the skin. Mm-hmm. So it is an allergy condition that causes inflammation of the skin.
Okay.
And it is also defined as an really itchy, inflammatory skin condition of unknown origin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So rashes.
Rashes, yeah. So when you have an allergy and inflammation of the skin, you get red, itchy rashes. It can affect any part of your body, you know, the face, the body, the hands and arms, basically. So that is the definition of eczema.
Because I've heard this term used by people who are referring to a pimple breakout or a rash, or a heat rash. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think a lot of people lump it into this term they use when there's some kind of a breakout on your skin, not necessarily of the atopic dermatitis variety.
People do get confused. Mm. This is why whenever there's a patient who comes in with rashes, we need to take a thorough history, because the other part about eczema is that it is chronic, meaning it usually has been going on for a while, on and off. And it is recurrent, so people can get an eczema flare every now and then, you know, once every few weeks, once every few years. And by going through a thorough history and physical examination, only we can diagnose eczema properly. Now, things like heat rash usually happens with a very obvious trigger and very specific areas. Okay, so we can tell the differences between these rashes. Sometimes diagnosis is not so easy. You know, sure. We have to see patients a couple of times before we can really pinpoint a diagnosis.
So if it's an allergic reaction to, say, a skincare product, would that still be eczema?
Yes, that will still be categorized under dermatitis, eczema. Mm-hmm. But it is what we call contact dermatitis.
I see.
Usually happens in older patients, you know, come in contact with, say, makeup, skincare products, detergents, but they are still, you know, categorized under eczema.
Okay. Yeah. Are there causes? Do we know what the causes are?
Now, I mentioned earlier, you know, the definition is that of eczema is an itchy skin condition of unknown origin or unknown causes. So the underlying physiology of the condition is actually still poorly understood, you know, despite the advancement in medical.
So we don't understand what the triggers are.
We do know a lot more now that there are certain things that can trigger flares of eczema, but the underlying cause itself is more related to the genes, really.
Right.
So we notice that most patients who suffer from eczema will have family members who suffer from the same condition. And almost always, they will also have some other forms of allergy conditions, such as asthma, allergic rhinitis. You know, we commonly call them hay fever. Triggers, on the other hand, is substances, you know, such as what I mentioned before, detergents, dust, pollens, and it could be, you know, as simple as hand soap sometimes. Yeah. So the other thing that we do know, that people with eczema do have an higher than normal antibody called IgE in their body, which attacks your own skin when their skin come in contact with certain substances. Yeah, it can be anything. So sometimes, you know, I've seen patients who come in with eczema, every time they touch metals, you know, they get this really itchy rashes.
And wow, that would be so uncomfortable.
That's right. So it can be anything. Sometimes as simple as car doors, sometimes, every time they touch it, then it will trigger an eczema. So,
okay. Now, here's a question. Somebody may not have had a problem with metal car doors for 20, 30 years, and suddenly they develop eczema. Is this possible?
It is possible. So we know that eczema usually affects the young, as young as infants. And most of them actually grow out of the condition at about 10, 11 years old, sometimes into their teenagers. But some of them may carry into their adulthood. But what you mentioned is real, but is not so common.
Okay? It's not as common.
We do see adult onset eczema,
mm-hmm.
but this group of people usually suffer from something called contact dermatitis rather than an allergy dermatitis.
Mm-hmm.
That means, when they touch something or when their skin comes in contact with certain substances, they develop an eczema.
Right.
And this just keeps going on and on. You know, they heal and they happen again until somebody discover it and treat it. Yeah, so it can happen.
One more question for you. Yeah. I mean, you already said certain things like soaps and detergents can trigger it. But beyond that, is there a demographic that is most affected by eczema in adulthood? You said children develop it early and then they grow out of it.
Mm-hmm.
As adults, is it more women? Is it more men? Is it the older? Is it the middle age?
I don't think there's a specific age group. Mm-hmm. I think age group, of course, young children get affected the most. But in adults, there's no specific age group that get affected more. I think it's more to do with the occupation. You know, we do see it more often in people who work in the factories who deal with more chemicals, for example. Also, sometimes food handlers, because they need to clean their hands all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, we see terrible, terrible eczema on their hands because mm-hmm. they keep washing their hands with soap and detergents. And they are really difficult to treat as well because it's their job, right? They get exposed to certain chemicals all the time. So I would say the occupation plays a role rather than the age group or the gender.
Right.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the eczema something that is triggered by stress?
This is controversial.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, scientifically, we don't really think that things like stress or food trigger mm-hmm. an eczema. But in the management, in a holistic management of eczema, we do advise patients to manage their stress, to manage your sleep properly, because there are some hormonal changes during stress and lack of sleep period, which may actually play a role in eczema flare. And clinically, in clinics and in hospitals, we do see patients who are more stressed out because of work or, mm-hmm. or relationship or money problems and things like that. They do have an increased eczema flare during that period of time.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do sort of ask them to manage the stress as part of the management of eczema.
Okay, so what you're saying is there isn't a medical correlation, but there's a possibility.
Yes, there is. Clinically, we do see this happening. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What if you don't treat it? You have it, you don't treat it, you don't go to a doctor. Mm-hmm. How bad can it get?
Now, generally, eczema is not a dangerous condition.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's left untreated or poorly treated, it can lead to terrible problems. Yeah. So number one is infection, skin infection.
Okay.
Now, itchy skin, you scratch it all the time, you can break the skin and bacteria can come in and cause skin infection. Now, skin infection generally can be treated quite easily with antibiotics cream, mm-hmm. oral antibiotics. But sometimes in younger patients or in older patients, especially those with underlying health conditions mm-hmm. such as diabetes,
mm-hmm.
with poor wound healing, this can be dangerous because the skin infection can be so severe that the bacteria may enter the bloodstream and
right.
cause a terrible infection. Now, of course, the other thing is scarring, which most men and women, younger generation of men and women will be most affected by it, especially when eczema affects the face. If it's itchy, you keep scratching it, causes inflammation, and it can lead to a discoloration of the skin.
Right.
It turns a little bit brownish, thicker, and just doesn't look as, doesn't look like a normal skin, and it can affect someone's self-esteem and confidence.
Sure. Mm. So what are the treatments?
There's no cure for eczema,
unfortunately.
All we can do is to
control it.
To control it, mm-hmm. absolutely. We can treat the symptoms. I think that is important
mm-hmm.
to avoid what I mentioned before, skin infection and scarring.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is actually to keep it under control, to reduce the frequency of flares as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time a person has eczema flare, they're at risk of skin infection and scarring. And if this keeps happening again and again, it's going to be a problem. So we will see the patient regularly, okay, monitor their frequency of flares, put them on medication, topical moisturizers, advise them properly, lifestyle changes to reduce the flares as much as possible.
So are there dietary things that they can do to reduce the flares?
Now, again, food,
you're going to say it's controversial again?
Controversial. We don't know if really food is related to eczema or not. you know, usually we don't advise dietary changes, you know, unless we know that this person has eczema and at the same time has a food allergy as well. Mm. You know, as I mentioned before, eczema is related to other forms of allergy. In those cases, we will advise patients to stay off certain food.
Right.
But generally, in eczema patients, we don't really talk about food, you know, unless there's a food allergy.
Mm. Okay. Mm. What would you say to someone who's had eczema for a while? What is it that you can do for them if they've got the scarring that you're talking about? As an aesthetic doctor, are there things that you can do to help them?
Now, scarring from eczema, the most common scarring that we see is actually skin discoloration, you know, brownish, darkish skin, patches of darkish skin. Now, there are things that we can do. There are topical treatment that we can prescribe to reduce the scar over time.
Right.
There are also laser treatments that can reduce the scars and also to improve the skin texture. You know, because like I mentioned before, skin texture of an eczema skin may look very different from a normal skin and it really affects people, especially when it's on the face. Now, so we do have topical cream, lasers to help improve these conditions.
Right. So yes, there is something that you can do for them.
Yes,
would you say that they could make a full recovery and you wouldn't even notice that the scar was there?
Eczema condition, you know, if you don't grow out of it, it tends to stay with you for life. You can't cure it. But the scars some of the scars can actually be removed completely.
Okay.
But it takes time. You know, scars will always take time and a lot of patience, and we need to really advise patients properly in terms of expectation and, you know, cost, patience and all this play a role. So, but some of the scars can be treated successfully. You know.
Okay, so what you're saying is if you hit the point where it's scarring, it takes time, it probably costs a lot of money.
Absolutely.
So what you want to absolutely do is if you have eczema, go deal with it and see a doctor early.
That's right.
And get it controlled and get the medication that you need.
That's right. So if you get it treated early, get it under control, you have less eczema flare-ups, you have less scarring, and it's much easier to deal with little scar than a lot of scars, bad scars.
Yeah. Right. Mm. All right. Mm. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Justin Z, aesthetic doctor, S Aesthetics Clinic, for coming in and talking to us about that. First of all, defining it for us so that we understand the difference of what it is we used to think was eczema and what actually is. This has been Health Suites on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.